Tanajan, after the past few weeks of video conferences, we have learnt about things such as selfishness, which is something we shouldn't be like. Yes, we have it, but we should give it up. Yes, so we need to have the strength to do goodness. So I have the doubt about a person who does good already, but no one knows about it. Or if others see that what they do is actually not good. Are there any ways to help this person's state of mind? Doing good, but we want good in return. Doing good, and we expect goodness as well. But we do that good act already, and then people say we didn't do good. Or we do it, and no one sees it. How should we have wisdom to look after the mind? This type of situation will come up a lot in people who live in society. Some people will feel discouraged to keep doing good, but there are some people who will have the wisdom to look after the mind. So let us look at someone who has experience in this. We can go and ask him, how does he have the wisdom to maintain the strength of mind to keep on doing good, even if people say they aren't doing good, or if they stand by not doing anything? So let us watch. I started coming to the monastery about 5 years ago. Usually, I would help out in the kitchen. I started helping because I saw that there was a lot of work to do in the kitchen. I saw all the plates, bowls, and different trays, but there weren't many people helping out to clean up. There was a person who would help in the kitchen permanently, but I saw that the amount of work needed to be done was too much for the amount of people helping out. So I had the desire to help the volunteers that were helping to clean up. But in the beginning, I had to go against the mind that was thinking whether it was good to help or not. So I had to force the mind to do it. I asked them if I could help out so that I could reduce the burden of those helping. When I started helping for the first time, I started to feel good that I was assisting the work of the monastery and reducing the burden of those helping out. On the first day, I didn't really know where to put all the items back, but I watched the people who were helping already, and I asked and followed what the kitchen lady advised to do. Then I would clean up, wipe the tables, wash up the plates and trays, and after doing it, I felt better and had more strength to continue on doing it. In the beginning, I was a bit self-conscious doing it, but later, after getting used to it, I felt more confident and I felt better in the mind. So I kept doing it since that day. I do feel that if people come to the monastery only to make offerings, they may only gain some things out of that. But if they help to wash the plates and trays, it's a way of cleaning and purifying the mind. And the washing up of the things of others, then we can do something for them, and it's a way of sacrifice for the mind. Actually, people do see it, but I don't do it so that I can tell them to help out, or do it so that others can see what I'm doing. We just do our duty the best we can, so that we can help and reduce the burden of others. And it's a way of training oneself as well. How can we stay in this present moment? I reflect on the teaching of Venerable Ajahn Chah, where he said that wherever a diamond is, it is still a diamond. So when I think of this teaching of Ajahn Chah, I feel like I can be anywhere and do the work needed to be done. Even if no one sees our value, we do this to the best of our ability so that we can improve ourselves to be a better person. So we have interviewed and heard of people thinking on this subject and how they use their wisdom to look after their mind. We need to think that when we do acts of goodness, are we doing it in the right situation, at the right time, for the right people? Sometimes we think we are doing good, but it may not be right for the situation, the place, the time, the person, or the circumstance. Even though we think we are doing good, we may be deluded into thinking we are doing good. We need to listen to the views and thoughts of those people who criticize us and those people who try to advise us. We should contemplate whether what we are doing is right or not. If we contemplate it and we know it is right, then we don't need to waver. Even though others may say that we aren't good, but we know for ourselves that we are doing what is right, so there's no need to waver. So Tanajan, is that similar to upekkha or equanimity? It is similar. It is upekkha, which is indifference. Indifference with wisdom. It's not the indifference that is foolish, like not knowing anything, not being interested in anything. It's not like that. We need to have knowing with wisdom. An example that Venerable Ajahn Chah has taught is that if they say we have a tail, but do we really have one? If we don't have a tail, then why get angry at them? We see, oh, we don't have a tail. If they criticize us, then they aren't right. It's as if they are a crazy person. So there's no need to get angry at them, because we don't have a tail. We know for ourselves in this way. Or it is like as if we are plying gold foil onto the Buddha statue. We build goodness that no one sees. We have the faith to do it without wanting wealth or people to praise us. We call this sticking the gold foil on the back of the Buddha statue. There are only people who want to stick the gold foil on the front of the Buddha. At the back, they don't stick the gold foil because it isn't beautiful. Here, we have to be confident that we are doing good deeds, even if no one sees what we are doing, but we ourselves see it. This is important. Here, we see and know for ourselves. If we do bad, and we are afraid for others to see, then this is not right as well, because we are someone who sees as well. Aren't we a person? We are afraid for people to see, but aren't we a person? When we do bad, and we don't want any person to see, then we aren't a person already. So Tanajan, at the least, we ourselves see. That's right, we see. We need to be confident in building goodness. We contemplate and reflect on others' criticisms. If people criticize us, then we listen first and contemplate first. Then, when we are confident that we are building goodness, then when people say we aren't good, then we don't waver. That is, we have upekkha or equanimity. If we really aren't good like they say, then we need to change and fix it continually until we really are good. It is beneficial for us when we listen to others, from those who have wisdom or from good friends that point out things for our benefit. Then we change and fix it. Then goodness arises. If we have no wisdom, then wisdom arises. If we don't do things properly, then we can do them properly. Our work gets better. This is important. The person who helps us to look after our wealth and ourself, this type of friend is difficult to find. They aren't the friends who just praise us and tell us the things we want to hear. They aren't good. The friend that advises us on things for our benefit, they are really good. So be confident and be determined in your own goodness. Even if no one sees, we ourselves see. Stick the gold foil on the back of the Buddha. Go ahead and do it. We'll gain great benefit. Why? Well, what is it like for the people who only want to stick the gold foil on the front of the Buddha? In the front, it's not spacious and at ease. Behind, it's all free. It's easy to stick on the gold foil. The mind is at ease and we are practicing as well. We feel joyous. And when we don't want people to praise us or people to see us, in this way, we get a lot of benefit, because our mind is good and pure. The amount of merit, whether a lot or a little, is in the mind. The mind that has brightness and goodness has a lot of merit there. But the people who don't know this, they fight to be at the front. And it's crowded and competitive there. The mind is disturbed as well. They may gain merit, but not wisdom. The merit may even be small, but however it is, stick the gold foil on the whole Buddha, and it's good at the back of the Buddha as well. This follows the saying that we hear often, to stick the gold foil on the back of the Buddha statue. So in conclusion about doing good, when people say we don't do good, then we contemplate it properly. If we really aren't good, then we change. If we are doing good already, then be confident in our own goodness. And when we do the goodness that people don't see, our own minds see and know, because we are one person as well. The mind is joyous. Here we don't have any expectations in terms of worldly things, like people praising us. Here the others may not see, the devas see. The people who have knowing and noble virtue, they will see the good things that we do. Our mind then grows in noble virtue. May we be confident in the goodness that we are doing. Build it a lot. It is something wholesome that will help the society to have only happiness. If there are many people like this, then wherever that society is located, that place will have a lot of happiness. May you all be determined in this. Sadhu.